You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is Noah Kahan. See, now is everybody in on this? We're going to see Noah Kahan at the Hollywood Bowl. Come on, let's go.
Hell no.
Me, Brian, who else? Laura, you in? No, she's
hard
no.
Pass. Hard pass. Hard
yeah,
pass.
I'm with Laura, sorry. As usual.
Yeah, sorry. It's very Mumford and Sonsy.
It is.
It does sound a little
it's
like
very
that.
Mumfordy. All right, so 2 o'clock call of the day. Let's see. Oh, look, we've got all kinds of people on the lines, John. The question was LeBron James, and obviously tomorrow night, critical game, assuming if they do go out in this series, if they do go out in the first round, do you figure out a way to keep LeBron, or does LeBron leave, and how do you feel about a LeBron-less Lakers team? Let's go to Brett in Huntington Beach. Brett, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Hey, okay.
Okay.
Brett, you there?
Okay.
Well, that was a miserable failure.
Brett stumbled. Let's go to Damien in Venice, my people.
Hey, your neck of the woods.
Damien, good afternoon.
Hey, Mace. How you doing?
Good, man.
John, how you doing?
Excellent, Damien.
It's Damon, but that's okay.
Okay.
Not to correct anyone, but there it is.
Damon, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I would keep LeBron, and I think this is the reason why. He's done everything that he said he was going to do for the Lakers. He's already won the championship, and I think at the same time, that's what Chick Hearn would want. And I'm mentioning Chick Hearn because you guys were talking about announcers earlier, and really, I think Chick Hearn was probably the sixth man behind Michael Cooper, who just went into the
Oh, Damon, a couple of things about that. Number one, I tell people all the time, if particularly our younger listeners, Damon, how old of a man are you?
Well, I'm up there. I am too. I saw Showtime when it was.
Okay, so you're right. Old enough to know.
So you're old enough to know. A lot of our younger listeners aren't. You know, the amazing thing, Damon, Chick's last game that he did for the Lakers was in 2002. It's been 22 years.
Yeah, people have never heard him.
Yeah, so if you're 25 years old, you've never heard Chick do a game. What you should do is go open a YouTube page and type in Chick Hearn. And if you're like me, you'll be there for a couple hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you will hear the greatest basketball announcer who ever lived. I mean, it's not, to me, there's not even a close second. And so what Chick would tell you is the same thing I stole this from his act. Basketball, particularly in Los Angeles, is an entertainment product. Dr. Buss understood this better than most. That's why he always had Magic, Kareem, Kobe, Shaq, now LeBron. He knows that it's a star-driven town and that people want to come see stars. If you, just playing your theoretical question out to the end, if you let LeBron walk or you're unwelcoming to LeBron or you don't make him an offer, which is, I think, what you're asking, would you consider not extending LeBron?
Yeah.
It's against everything that the Lakers have ever been about. What the Lakers have been about is sky high, stratospheric highs, and unbelievable, devastating lows.
Right.
Like two nights ago. Like one of the worst lows we've ever had. But you know, if you invest a couple hours in the Lakers, that you're not wasting your time.
Sure.
And one of the reasons you're not is because it's high drama with high profile stars. That's where the Lakers live. And as long as LeBron is playing like an all-NBA player, and I think he's going to make an all-NBA team this year.
Yep.
I can't, or I've yet to hear anyone explain to me why it makes more sense not to have him.
Yeah, well, you're not, I mean, you know where I stand on this. LeBron is one of my favorite players of all time, and I would hate to see the Lakers without him, and I think they're better with him, and can't imagine how you reconfigure a team for next year that has a shot at Denver without LeBron. And as John pointed out before the top of the hour, if they don't sign LeBron, they can't replace the money. They're over the salary cap, so it's not like you can say, let's go get another guy and fit him into this slot. It doesn't work that way.
And here's something else. If LeBron wasn't here, Anthony Davis wouldn't have come.
Sure.
He wouldn't have demanded a trade to the Lakers.
Yeah.
He came here to play with LeBron. People want to play with LeBron.
Yep.
That's the thing that I was surprised by. LeBron's the only person I've ever seen that is on LeBron's level as a passer that has ever played for the Lakers is Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best passer I think I've ever described. You know who else is in that class?
Hmm.
Jokic.
Oh, Jokic is an unbelievable passer.
I mean, these two guys might be the best passers in the NBA.
Yeah.
Those two dudes. And so not only does LeBron score and rebound, but he sets other guys up.
Right.
I have.
Well, the problem is that LeBron is divisive for whatever reason. He's a polarizing player.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And I don't either. He's done nothing but great stuff since he's been here. You know, there was a title. There was breaking the all-time record. There's breaking record after record.
Hey, do me a favor. Take that. Ken in Newport Beach is a frequent caller
to the
post-game show. He's online. He's on line one. Ken is as honest of a Laker fan as there is. Ken, I've never talked to you about this. Are you pro LeBron or anti LeBron?
Okay. First off, if they want to sign him for 1 or 2 years at $50 million, fine. If he wants three at 180, then I have to ask the question. Jeannie Buss is giving notes that she doesn't want to fire Darvin Ham because she doesn't want to have to pay two coaches.
Wait a minute, Ken. She has not said that.
Jeannie has said nothing. She has made no public statements. That was a report from a reporter.
Yeah.
And so don't necessarily take that as gospel, but go ahead.
Yeah. Darvin is still walking around with two timeouts he didn't use from the last game. Darvin has got to go, and I believe LeBron, based on the expressions on his faces, and he doesn't even listen when Darvin's talking, he wants him to go. And that's the most important thing. If you're going to keep LeBron, you've got to get a new coach that LeBron expects.
All right.
Thanks, Ken. I think... You know, we've always kind of accepted it around here that LeBron and AD have a lot to say about who the coach
sure
is.
They do.
So, I mean,
and if LeBron pulls the plug, it's over.
Yeah. So I think LeBron will have a voice in the room when that decision gets made.
Let's get one more in here. Let's go to Mike in Northridge. Mike, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. Love your show. Been listening for years.
Thank you, man.
I totally agree with Ken. LeBron, you know, he's not from this earth. No one at this age can play like that man plays. The things that he does on the court, he could lead the league in assists if he wants to. And it perfectly shows when they're in a huddle, no one's listening to Ham. Ham has not adjusted. One area that I talked to you guys about over a month ago,
mm-hmm.
offensive rebounding.
And they're
John,
terrible, yeah.
See that. They get beat all the time. I don't get it. You're telling me you cannot fix this or at least make it better. They're always beating on the boards. And AD made a comment the other day that half the time we don't know what's going on up and down the court.
He did say
no
that.
Direction
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
By the way, they are beating on the offensive boards.
Pretty
game in and game. I think it was 12-6 in this last game.
Right.
Why are they beaten so often on the offensive boards?
Well, in terms of rebounding, the Lakers are normally pretty solid, but Denver has the same size that the Lakers do. So, for example, the Lakers start a pretty big front line. LeBron 6'9", Anthony Davis is 6'10", 6'11", and Rui Hachimura is 6'8". Most teams aren't that big.
Right.
But the Nuggets are. They start Jokic, who's 7 feet tall, Michael Porter, who's 6'10", Aaron Gordon, who's 6'9". So they've actually met their match in terms of size.
Size,
and
right.
And so in this particular series, I just think that this is a team that's just as big as they are.
Yeah.
And they're getting to more rebounds. But you know what? I'm going to look at something.
Yeah, I was too. I was looking
at where they rank in the league
last
in terms of
last in offensive rebounds.
But what's weird is
last in offensive rebounds.
Yeah, in terms of defensive rebounds, they're second.
Yeah.
So it's like that's weird that you would be in defensive rebounding, you're second,
and
in offensive rebounding, you're last,
which makes them 18 overall in rebounding. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's on the offensive end that they're having trouble.
Right. That's interesting. I'm not sure why.
Because Denver scored a bunch of second chance points the other night, too. And you're not offensive rebounding, you're not getting those. All right. So yesterday I brought up this this concept because, you know, I love going to LAFC games. They are so much fun. BMO is just a great place to watch a game.
Yeah, they built the exact perfect size of a stadium for that team.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
And they have the 3252 at LAFC games. And I threw out there, hey, I would love to be at a game in the 3252. And there are a couple of groups. There are like different clubs inside the 3252. Like there's a Pride Club and there's a Weed Club. I actually
wait a minute. You could fit in either room.
I'd be good in the Weed Club or the Pride Club.
You're going.
And we're working on it right now.
Is he in the Pride Club or the Weed Club?
I think he's going to do half and half.
That makes sense for you.
Yeah, half and half.
Do you take more pride in being a gay or a stoner?
Equally, so close. So close.
Equally both?
It really is. The pride is really in being a gay stoner.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
One of a kind.
But Mario called right away. I sent out a tweet yesterday. Mario called right away and said, where do you want to be? What game do you want to go to?
That's the man.
Mario was like, where does he want to sit?
So here's...
Well, you can't get...
Look at Laura. Even Laura's doing the Mario, impression. Yeah. Yeah. The big question is, you know, I thought that maybe I should do one half in the 3252, then go sit with Juan for the second half.
Well, why doesn't Juan go sit with you in the 3252?
He has no interest in being...
You can't talk him into it.
No, cannot.
Tell him why. He wants to do what? What does he want to do to you?
He wants to sit upstairs, look down, and laugh at me.
I don't blame him.
The 3252 looks like they're having the most fun in the building.
Listen, they are so much fun. Right now, with my bad knees, I can't stand for a whole game.
Right.
But once I got good knees, let's go. Yeah,
Brian Yin.
Yeah, 3250. Oh, 420 section. 100%, baby.
Yeah, Brian is the best.
Yeah, Brian knows exactly what section he's going to.
Exactly.
Now,
I've got one of those people. Those LAFC scarves with cannabis leaves on them.
Oh,
with 420 on them.
Cool.
Yeah, it's great. It's
Somebody
great.
Should make you a scarf that has like the pride rainbow at one end and then the stoner, the marijuana leaf at the other end.
Oh, the story of my life.
Someone's going to do that for you.
Yeah, somebody will. So we're working on it. We're working on next Sunday. Brian, could you make it next Sunday?
There's a chance.
Wait a minute, you just went from yes to
that wasn't very much if it were any other day, I think. That was
we're
gonna
schedule
an Ireland answer.
I don't want to go by myself. So we're
Soft
Ireland
yes.
in?
No, hell no.
Next week?
Yeah.
I'm in, but I can't stand in the 3252.
Right, can't stand in 3252. Brian, you can.
Well, I might be going to a baseball game that Sunday.
Oh, okay. So
Dodgers?
Yeah. Padres, Dodgers.
So I'm. Oh,
that's what I wanted to do. Yeah.
That might be the following week.
It's on the 10th. Don't be lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure it
out.
We'll work on it.
But I'm excited to do it. I've never experienced a game like that. I visited the 3252. Never actually watched a game there. All right. So brand new event. Actually, it's not brand new event. A big event coming to LA Live. It is Pizza Fest.
Now that I will go to.
There you go. 27th, 28th at LA Live. They're doing Pizza Fest. We're going to talk a little bit about that coming up. Our friend Michael Roth is here along with some...
long as he brought pizza, we'll let him in.
There is pizza in the house. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about Jacob and Ronnie. Do you know that not all personal injury attorneys treat you the same? One primary example of that is if you're in an accident, you hire an attorney. Some major law firms may deem your accident is too small and not worth their time. So they wind up farming it to smaller, lesser experienced firms. Imagine if that is you. You think you're hiring one person, but they've got someone else handling your case. That's another reason why, if you're in an accident, call Jacob. Every case equally important. He will not hand off your case to somebody else. And let's face it, who do you want dealing with the insurance company? Jacob or potentially someone a few months out of law school? Don't take the risk. If you're injured in an accident, call Jacob. Get the medical care you need and the compensation that you deserve. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember...
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Remember, calljacob.com. And don't forget to follow Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pizza. Who doesn't love pizza? And Pizza Fest is coming to LA Live this Saturday. We've got a house full of pizza now here in the studio. Steve Dolinsky joins us. He's the founder of Pizza Fest. Steve, welcome.
Yes, sir. Great to
Steve,
be here.
Steve, thanks. This pizza is excellent. So far, I have tried the spaghetti and meatballs pizza, which I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, that's
carbs
and
on carbs.
The tomato pie. Explain that one.
So the tomato pie, and I got the guys here from Fire and Wood Catering in Burbank, and also Ozzy's Abitz in Glendale. Mm-hmm. So the Abitz is a traditional style from New Haven, Connecticut. Very thin, blistered, crispy. The tomato pie typically comes from Sally's. That's where it was made famous, in New Haven. And then Thomas has got this artisan thin pie with a more puffier edge around the blistered
it's
sides.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's delicious. Mm. The cool thing about this event, guys, everything is baked fresh to order.
Right. You said there are pizza ovens being shipped in right now, right?
I'm shipping 10 ovens from D.C. right now cross country. We're going to have 8 big commercial electrics, 2 wood-burning ovens, and you're going to bake these pizzas right in front of you.
Right. On the street in front of you.
Right. Well, on the event deck at LA Live.
Oh, on the event deck. Okay, cool.
Right. So explain to me, I'm out there driving around. I love pizza. I want to go to this. How do I get there?
How do you get to LA Live? How do you get tickets?
How do you get tickets?
You take the
10. We're assuming people know how to get to LA Live.
Yeah. Well, it's LALive.com/PCF, which stands for Pizza City Fest. LALive.com/PCF. So it's a one ticket, $125, includes everything, unlimited pizzas. We have 20 pizzerias each day.
Give me the dates again.
It's this weekend. It's the 27th and 28th of April. So it's noon to 5. The VIP entrance is at noon. General admissions at 1. So you got 4 hours, unlimited pizza, sides, unlimited desserts, unlimited drinks. It's literally everything from everywhere all at once.
You want it, Mace?
Everything everywhere all at once.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
You said 12 to 5?
Mm-hmm.
There's a Laker game Saturday at 5:30.
How perfect.
Oh, that's perfect.
Hello.
How perfect.
That
is
perfect.
Get down here
perfect.
At noon, go to the Pizza Fest, hang around, watch the Lakers shock the Nuggets.
Oh, that is awesome.
And you know who's going to be here on Sunday? My good friend from college, Mike Bresnahan.
Brez!
Yeah, so Brez I would bring to the Beer Fest. I don't know if he'd be an expert at the Pizza Fest, but you guys both went to Wisconsin.
We went to Wisconsin together, By the way, he misses you in Manhattan Beach, he said.
We used to hang out a lot together, and then I started traveling, and that was it.
Yeah. Chris Wallace is here. Chris, who are you with?
Ozzy's Abitz out of Glendale.
Okay, what makes your pizza unique?
So I'm from New Haven, Connecticut, along with my business partner, Craig Taylor, over there. And New Haven pizza, like Steve said earlier, thin, crispy, charred, well done. And everything's balanced ingredients. Its heritage is over 100 years old from New Haven. And we grew up with this pizza. And when we were living in L.A. as comedians, pizza sucked for a while.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's just make what we grew up with. And then it just took off. And now we get to make it for tons of customers every week.
So you're a comic?
I attempted to be.
Yeah?
Yeah. How long? It's hard.
How long did you go?
About 7 years, eight years.
Hard life, man.
Yeah.
Hard life.
That's why I make pizza now.
Make pizza,
well, you mentioned, though, that pizza in the past wasn't very good in L.A. What's it like now?
It's amazing. Like, Steve curated 40 restaurants to be there just at the festival. But there's well over 100 places now in the L.A. area that are just doing what they want to do. And the pizza scene out here, it rivals any scene in the country.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't have thought that.
For as good as we had last year, 40 places, this year we have 14 new places.
Mm.
So we really curated it from Santa Barbara down to San Diego. I mean, even out to Corona. So a lot of great places.
Thomas DeSantis is here with us, too. Thomas, what's your pizza?
So I'm the owner of Fire and Wood Catering.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mobile operation.
Yeah.
We do private events, birthday studio. We go anywhere.
What about you? What makes your pizza unique?
It's the best of both worlds. It's wood-fired. It's fresh. It's light. It's we hold the tradition of Neapolitan. It's thin. It's crispy. But We made it a little thicker and took all the ingredients that you would find in a New York slice shop and put it on that pizza. So it's the best of both worlds.
And the cool thing about these guys, like Thomas has a pop-up in Burbank on Thursdays. We find these little places like Petromale in Mar Vista in a church parking lot on Fridays.
No kidding.
He's going to be there one day.
Really?
Yeah, just these little tiny places.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Boy, if you like pizza, and who doesn't? Why wouldn't you go to this?
Right,
you'll
and by the way,
you'll discover like 10, 15 new places you can try.
Right, yeah. And as you said, free drinks for the
everything
event, too.
Is included. Cocktails, beer, wine. So I don't like going to food fests and getting nickel and dimed, having to pay $15 for a beer.
Right.
So I'm like, we're going to just do one price. It includes everything, and
what,
it's unlimited.
What is that price, Steve?
It's $125.
Okay, $125. For the whole day?
Yep. Yeah, the whole day. That's it.
Oh, my God.
But right. I mean, that's like dinner for two in West Hollywood, isn't
sure
it?
Sure it is. Sure it is.
More like dinner for one.
Or one. Exactly, yeah. Dinner for one. Well, listen, guys, it is fantastic. We're going to have pizza throughout the show today. I have not eaten yet. I have a hard
time. I'm on slice three.
Ireland is just going at it. Somebody's got to be able to talk around here. Steve Dolinsky, Chris Wallace, Thomas DeSantis. Thanks, guys.
Right,
appreciate
so
it.
Thank you, guys. Before you guys look at it, Laura just said in my ear, pineapple and pizza, yes or no? Now, I feel strongly about this.
I feel strongly, too.
It depends. I wouldn't put it on fresh, but if you roasted it and draw the water out of it, I would put it on with something spicy like sopressata.
All right, what do you think?
If you have a mental health problem, pineapple's fine. But
there you
hey!
Go.
If it comes from a can, you should be shot.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, my gosh, they picked you.
I'm with those guys.
I like pineapple
I'm with those guys.
I love put whatever you want on pizza.
Yeah.
What do you?
I love it.
Me too.
Yeah.
We put it, it just can't come from a can. Like Steve mentioned, if it's fresh... Yeah. Spicy, it's the way to go.
Okay, got it. Well, guys, Pizza Fest
this is great,
this
guys.
Weekend.
Thanks for bringing all this
Thank
in.
You for Thank all you. The pizza, and thanks a lot for coming by.
Our pleasure.
All right, coming up next for you, an all-time great, a GOAT, so to speak, has come out and talked about athletes, young athletes, and they are being too selfish. We got that coming
really?
Up for you. Yeah. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ever seen me eat four pieces of pizza during one show?
No.
That pizza was so good.
Yeah, it looked
Brian,
great.
You didn't eat any of it?
Not yet. I'm waiting here for a sec. Next break.
And you know what my position is?
Don't eat during the show.
Don't eat during the show.
Yeah. It smells so good.
My new thing is
this is like, you know how like some pizza taste store-bought? This is the opposite. These pizzas were insane.
Yeah, I may find myself down here for Pizza Fest. That sounds great on Saturday.
Yeah, that does sound great.
Yeah. Before the Lakers game, it's absolutely perfect. So, all right. Laura came across this piece of sound. We think about athletes now in a lot of ways as brands, as a brand, right? That's the first thing you've got to do if you're an athlete is to create a brand for yourself.
Yeah.
Now, there is one athlete by the name of Tom Brady who says that's all just being selfish.
I think the biggest problem with a lot of kids these days, it's all about them. It's all about them, their brand, their social media. And then when it's about me and then not about us, well, there's no way to succeed as a team if all you're doing is thinking about how selfish it is for you to get attention.
He's not wrong.
But, I think he's wrong.
But...
I mean, there are some people that are selfish.
Yeah, I don't think... You're a good example of
this.
So, you love you some you.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean you're incapable of being... Like, you're the leader of this team.
Yes,
so, it's
sure.
like you kind of check both boxes.
Right.
So, I don't think it's as black and white as Tom explained
yes.
it. Yes. But I also think that he's right. Like, I... Again, I know you did it as a goof.
Yeah.
The idea of me putting a picture out of me shirtless
$100 $100
Like, no, $100 I wouldn't do it. Really? I wouldn't do it for any amount of money.
Even if you looked as good as me.
No. And nor would Juan,
way. Juan would not. Juan, but, although he is the photographer.
Right, but you, it kind of fits.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
love you fit. Some you.
So here's, I went back to speak at my alma mater last week, 2 weeks ago, something like that. And the one thing I told guys right away, everybody, every girl, every guy in those classes is, if you're going to be a broadcaster, start now and establish your brand. You've got to create a footprint in this world for yourself.
So I did somebody's show in Jacksonville when I was in Denver.
Yep.
When I was in Denver, I did like 20 interviews because you know, Lakers Nuggets is the marquee first round series.
Right.
So I'm talking to this kid in Jacksonville, and he grew up in L.A., mm-hmm. and he would love to come back here. He'd love to work here.
Sure.
And he said to me, his name was RJ, he goes, what's the best piece of advice you could give me, knowing my goal is to eventually end up on 710?
Right.
And I said, very similar to what you told those kids, I said, you need to be good at more than just one thing. Nobody is looking for a specialist anymore.
Yes.
The example I gave was Trudell.
Good one.
Trudell is the TV sideline reporter. He writes for Lakers.com. He does a podcast.
Yep.
He used to do a radio show. So instead of hiring four people,
yep.
you just hire him.
Yeah.
And he does all of it.
And this is, and I talk to the kids about this. You've got to be a multi-platform performer now.
Right.
You've got to have a presence on YouTube. You've absolutely got to get a presence on YouTube. Podcasting, broadcasting, Twitter, Facebook, social, all that stuff you've got to be able to do.
But I think Brady's point, if I'm understanding him correctly, is there, because people are trying to develop brands and develop multi-platform, there's a lot of ego out there.
Sure, sure.
And you've got to kind of check your ego. And you have a healthy ego, but you're grounded.
Right.
You have to have both clubs in your bag.
Yeah.
If you just have an ego. Matter of fact, you'll love this.
Okay.
Okay. This is a great piece of sound I found for the show today. Years ago, in the 80s,
yep.
the two biggest action stars in the world were Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone.
They were huge.
And they were going after all of the same roles. So every time you wrote an action movie, you would either go after Stallone or you would go, and they became hyper competitive with each other.
Right.
But Schwarzenegger knew that Stallone's ego was so big that all he had to do was gravitate to that ego.
Yeah.
So this week, I don't know when it's going to air, but Harvey Levin from TMZ got those two guys to sit down together for a dual interview. They hated each other for 30 years.
I think they're doing like a whole TV special on Channel 11. Yeah.
So one story, I was watching something the other day. I couldn't believe this story. Stallone is coming off of Rocky.
Yep.
He is coming off of Rambo. He is the biggest star in the world, and Arnold can't catch him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Arnold keeps going up for these movies, and he keeps, you know, every movie Stallone is getting, Schwarzenegger wanted, and he can't catch him. So somebody sends Arnold a script for a movie, and I never saw this movie.
Is it called Shoot Mama from the Train?
No. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
I knew I was close. I was combining a couple of Stop My Mom.
With Estelle Getty from The Golden Girls.
Yes.
And Schwarzenegger reads the script, and he says, this is the biggest piece of crap I have ever read.
Yep.
And he said, I need Stallone to have a flop.
Yep.
He's so hot, I can't catch him.
Mm-hmm.
How can I get Stallone to do this movie? So he comes up with the idea to call the director, a guy named Roger Spottiswood. He just came off of a Bond movie.
Yes.
And Schwarzenegger decides to call him and tell him, give the movie to me, or at least put it out there that I'm interested in this movie. And Spottiswood goes, really? You are? He goes, yeah. Put that out there. And Spottiswood goes, huh. So Spottiswood calls Stallone. He knew, Schwarzenegger knew they were friends.
Yeah.
And Arnold takes it from here. So listen to what happens after that. Here's Schwarzenegger sitting next to Stallone for this Harvey Levin special.
I talked to Roger Spires with, so just
you talked
so,
to my director.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So my agent then said, well, Arnold is talking to Roger Spottiswood now, and he's really into it. I think we're going to take the project. And then, of course, his agent, knowing that he's competitive with me, he said, you cannot let that happen. And so he then called the studio right away and says, look, you got to give this to Sly. Don't give it to Schwarzenegger. You got to give this to Sly. And they said, fine. Sly got it. And so then he got the movie. So I was, of course, absolutely in heaven because I said, I felt like the only way that I could catch up with him is if he has a stumble.
Can you get more Machiavellian?
I said, we got to go and have him have a failure.
Unbelievable.
So he actually got Stallone to do the terrible Stallone. Bomb movie.
So I do it to you all the time. If I know you're interested in something and I just bring it up, you'll gravitate
towards it. Oh, I will go toward it, yeah.
Right. But I find that fascinating that you can play to people's egos.
Right.
And in that case, Stallone's own ego. And he said, I got to wear that movie for the rest of my life.
Yeah, right.
It's just this terrible flop.
Has anybody ever seen that? Stop or My Mama Will Shoot You from the Train?
Never even heard of it.
Never even heard of it.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah. It flopped.
Yeah, it was a disaster.
Yeah.
And Stallone back then didn't have a lot of flops. I mean, everything he was
was golden.
Pretty big. And then all of a sudden it started, you know. But I don't think Brady's wrong, but I also don't think that it's black and white.
Right, like right. I think you've got to, there's a balance that you've got to strike, right? I mean, there's the balance of creating a brand for yourself and an awareness for yourself, and you know you can make
but
a whole bunch
of work with you.
But you've got to be a good teammate.
Yeah.
You've got to be a good teammate.
And it gets around if you're not.
Oh, sure it does.
You know, if nobody wants to, I mean, and by the way, I actually think that's why Bill Belichick didn't get a job. It got around that it's my way or the highway. And you and I have talked about this on the show before. Those coaches are going away.
Yep.
The dictatorial my way or the highway coach is going away. It's all now people that worked. It's like McVay.
Right.
McVay takes the blame for everything, even when it's not his fault.
Although, you know, it's interesting. Is the my way or the highway approach with players is even different from the my way or the highway approach with front offices. I think Bill Belichick wanted control of the front office and the player personnel and all that stuff.
Right.
And that was his my way. Because if you think about it, Sean McVay is very collaborative with Les Snead. He and the front office are in lockstep with each other, and that's something you need. But if you hire Belichick, it's all going to run through him. You know what has changed my life, Ireland? The Cut app. I am betting all the time.
And this
on
is
the
real
Cut
money.
App.
You're betting real money.
Correct. In California, there's one way to bet for real, and it's on the Cut app. Download the app. It's KUTT. Whatever you deposit, use code ESPNLA for a 10% deposit bonus, and you can win real cold hard cash money. And you bet against me and Bergman and everybody in our social group.
And you just throw a bet out there, and anybody can take it.
Correct. Like I threw out there. Tell me if you like this. I threw out there Miami plus 14.5 at Boston tonight. It's a lot of points. If you have to think that long, it's not a good bet.
No Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
I think Boston could win that by more than 14. I'd stay away from it. You want the Heat?
I want Heat plus 14.
Somebody will take that bet.
Yeah, nobody's taken this one yet. New Orleans plus 7.5 at OKC.
You want New Orleans, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I would want New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm taking both dogs. What else? Dodgers I've got tonight minus a run and a half against Washington.
Yeah, the Angels ended up burning you the other day,
didn't they?
I told you not to take the stinking Angels.
Screwed me up. Yeah. And by the way, when you download the Cut app and you join, make sure you join the ESPN LA social group. That's where we're kicking bets around and throwing things back and forth. All right. Time for a little What's Up, Fool. That means Brian's got stuff and Laura's got stuff. We will do it all coming up next for
you. What's up, Fool?
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, did you know it can take almost 11 weeks on average, 2.5 months, to hire for an open position? You don't have that kind of time. If you're listening today and you're hiring, I got some advice for you. Stop waiting and start using ZipRecruiter. They can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. Or, as the inventor of ZipRecruiter, Ian Siegel, says, we don't leave anything to chance. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. Just go to that exclusive web address to try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Corporate Greg's not here, but I'm taking it away. All right, guys. So I saw this story, and I hate robot anything. Mm. So a company...
Mason likes them.
Another technophobe in the house. Go ahead. Tell me what you're scared of. What's the story?
So Throwflame is a company that unveiled a robot dog companion with a flamethrower.
Okay, why do we need to do that? Security.
No, security. And it costs $9,000.
Well, I wouldn't spend that much on a flamethrowing dog, but if they come down in price, it might be a nice compliment to the security system I already have. I put in a security system last year that was like super hardcore with like monitors and all that stuff. It's like... It's very complicated.
Okay. Laura, this is a terrible idea.
Oh, it's a great idea.
Whoever invented the flamethrowing dog should be locked up and be forced to spend an hour in his cell with the flamethrowing dog. What? This thing is going to go horribly wrong. It is going to turn on its owner, and it's going to burn the owner to a crisp.
The thing is, it's available to purchase by the general public, which already, that's not good. And government agencies.
Sure.
You know, so I'm like, listen, if you have to have government agencies and general public allowed to buy the same thing, I already think it's a bad idea.
But at what point are we like,
let's not do that?
Look, this is going to be a standing position on the show. I'm not afraid of technology. I do not fear the future the way you guys do. You are technophobes without any question. Mm-hmm. A robot dog is not going to make a mistake. Like, my dogs will make more mistakes than the robot dog.
I disagree.
Robot dogs are very smart. They do exactly.
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go watch any of the Terminator movies.
Why do we go back to Terminator movies?
It is going to turn on us, Laura, and the robot dog is going to kill. The first death as a result of the robot dog will be friendly fire.
So soft.
Your dog won't burn your butt.
Yeah, but my dog does make messes, and the robot dog will not.
First time you eat in bed, robot dog's going to flamethrow you right out of that.
I'm telling you, I'd like to have two robot dogs sitting on both sides of my front door.
Yeah.
That way, if I see something on my fancy security monitor, burnt to a crisp.
Oh, God.
Wow. It's going to be like that scene where Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones gets attacked by his own dogs. That's going to be Mason. He's going to die at the hands of his own robot dog.
If you are a porch pirate, look out!
Just ridiculous.
In flames.
The world does not need a robot flamethrowing dog.
Once the price comes down, look out.
What's up, foo?
You're going to regret this.
Right. Yeah, you are. I saw this clip of Tyrese Halliburton yesterday post-game. And it's going around social media that he has two voices. And I'm going to play the clip for you.
Okay.
No doubt about that. I mean, we've had regular season crowds better than what we've played in these last two games, you know. So we expect a great crowd. A lot of people are excited about what's to come, you know, in the series. And,
you know, just the energy in the city right now with everything that's going on, but especially with us. So, we're excited, you know, to go.
He says this. He doesn't.
That can't be real.
That's 100% real.
You didn't technically enhance that?
Didn't touch it at all. And I went down a huge rabbit hole. There's at least 30 videos online from this year.
Of him having two different voices.
Just a normal talk, you know, middle of his speech.
Okay, I'm going to use this to promote something Mason has coming up.
Okay.
When does your Phil Hendry podcast drop?
Monday.
Okay. He's basically doing Phil Hendry.
Yes, he is.
Phil Hendry, for people who don't know, is a longtime radio guy who is the funniest man I've ever heard on the radio.
Legendary
and,
guy. Have you watched the doc?
Yep, loved it.
Oh, it's great.
And so Phil used to, Brian, would host a show on KFI where he would be, and until Mason told me, I didn't know. He was the host, the guest, and sometimes even the caller. And he would just keep making more and more absurd things. That's what Halliburton's doing.
Yeah, although he's not doing it on purpose.
Right. He says he doesn't even know when it happens.
He doesn't
either.
Even know
oh,
when it's.
Oh, come on.
That's what he says. That's, he, I don't buy that.
His voice shifts gears. He must know.
He says he doesn't. So I've,
play,
I don't know.
Play the transition again. The transition.
No, just play the whole thing again.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
No doubt what about that. I mean, we've had regular season crowds better than what we've played
see,
in the last
like
two games.
It sounds like this is the fake
you
voice,
know, so,
this one.
We expect a great crowd. A lot of people are excited about what's to come, you know, in the series. And,
you know, just the energy in the city right now with everything that's going on.
But come on, man.
We're excited, you know, to go.
That can't be
that's
real.
1,000%. I've heard Halliburton get interviewed before, and the second voice is his real voice.
He went through puberty in like 2 seconds. Like,
when it's time to change.
Brian, do you believe that's a real thing?
I do, because I went down this rabbit hole, and I'm telling you, there's 30 videos on Twitter.
Are there really, where he's
and,
doing this?
Yeah, all different, too.
Have you seen him visually? Does he change his position?
He doesn't, no. There's a couple videos from a couple months ago I was going to take, but this was from yesterday, where it's like every other word, it's then switching. It's the craziest
that
thing.
That is weird.
Does he have two personalities?
Yeah.
You never know.
I've never heard that before. I still question the truth of it, but if 30 videos down a rabbit hole say it's him, I guess it is.
What's
weird.
That, Phil?
That's weird. So
by the way,
on that.
When
oh,
you,
go ahead.
I was going to say, when you were gone, we tried to do the Phil Hendry thing on the show.
Right.
No way to do it without a ton of feedback. I was trying to do this and this and this and try to do the voice.
So that phone just come unplugged?
Yeah, it's never been plugged.
There's a, really quick on that, there's a Spanish show. They've been doing it forever. I used to produce for them called Erasmo y la Chocolata.
Yep.
One guy.
Say that five times fast.
Erasmo y la Chocolata. I could do it. But anyways, so the guy does like six voices and his co-host, it's all him and one extra guy.
Right.
But he does like, and I'm like, I remember the first time I saw him do it, I was like, that's insane. The vocal control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, crazy. Have you ever heard Phil Hendry, Laura? I mean, he can do men, women, kids.
Yeah. Him too, yeah.
70 characters.
Yeah.
70 I mean, different characters, he told me.
It's and then once you're in on the bit, it's even better.
Oh, it's funny.
You just listen to the audience go insane because he would start with a rational premise. You know, it'd be like a woman, like, we've got Margaret Gray on. And
Margaret Gray was his regular, yeah.
And she believes that all babies should be raised in a Christian faith from the day they're born.
Yep.
And she comes on and says, yes, the religion's a very important thing, Phil. You have to have that and he'll say, well, Margaret, you know, kids don't remember anything when they're 2 weeks old. Well, Phil, that's why we baptize the baby. I put him in a bag, a plastic bag, and I shake him, and I sing a song. Wait, back up. Margaret, you put a baby in a plastic sealed with a Ziploc, and I sing Baptist baby in a bag, and I shake the child, and that brings them religion, and people would call and say,
this is child abuse.
This is and pretty good
call,
though.
Yeah, people would call Laura and go, hey, Phil, I don't know who your guest is. Of course, the guest was Phil.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I don't know who your guest is, but putting any living thing
in a
Ziploc
bag
is grounds for death. I mean, you can't do it. You can't give this person a platform. Well, we're very safe with the child. We have the parent hold one side of the bag, and then I hold the other side, and we sing together, Baptist baby in a bag, and the kids love it. And the caller would go, no, you can't put a kid in a plastic bag. And Phil would just go, I agree with you, caller. I don't
Phil always agreed with the callers. Yeah. He never agreed with the
guy
guest.
Is just freaking I can't wait for your podcast.
He's one
what
of
What time on Monday does this drop?
It breaks Monday at 10:30.
Okay.
I think that Phil,
How'd you get him to do it?
Well, you know, he's got this documentary, and he saw you at a wedding,
and
I reached out to
does
him.
Does that
like,
come up? Does the wedding
it does.
Come
the
up?
Wedding does
oh,
come up.
Can't
yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. If there was a, I hate to do this. I can't. If there was a Mount Rushmore of radio, I think Phil would be on it.
Yeah, you hate Mount Rushmore.
He
would. For me, he'd be like, him and Howard Stern would be the first
him and
two
Howard
guys
Stern.
Up.
Who else?
Do we have to, just because he's a groundbreaker, do we have to put Limbaugh in there?
I think you do have to. Actually, Phil and I talked a lot about that. Limbaugh was a great radio performer.
Yeah.
Politics aside, he was a great radio performer.
And then who would be the fourth?
I personally put Larry King, because I used to listen to Larry King when I was a little kid, all night, middle of the night, Larry King. Tamika, go!
You know, if you would ask somebody...
I might... Larry, wow. I might put Colin in there.
Yeah?
He's now more of a TV guy than
a
radio guy.
Yeah, he's more TV than radio, yeah.
But
he's a great performer.
Jim Rome?
Jim Rome's a great performer. No? Yeah, great performer.
Well, pretty much anybody affiliated with Craig Kitchen is on the short list.
Otherwise, Craig Kitchen isn't interested in you.
Right.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys, so I came across this interesting article saying that a lot of people have seen demons when they wake up, right? Oh, I know you guys, hold on. I know you
I've been
guys
looking for them, Laura. They won't show up.
I know you guys don't believe in it, but it's actually related to sleep paralysis.
Okay.
So when you wake up really quick, but you can't move.
Yes.
So studies are correlating that when that happens to you, you're like seeing shadowies and, you know, like kind of shadow figures.
Yes.
And people in result think, oh, that's a demon.
Right.
So my question is not necessarily have you seen a demon, but have you experienced, because I knew that reaction.
Now,
have you experienced sleep paralysis?
I have not, but Michael claims.
You're never asleep, so you can't be paralyzed.
Michael claims that a ghost stole his wine.
Oh, God.
And what?
Ask him about it next time you see him.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, he will swear on his children's lives that he was at a hotel in Berkeley and a ghost stole his wine. I think Trudell took his wine.
I agree.
The culprit.
Yeah, I've never seen demons.
Either Trudell or Billy Mack took his wine, and Michael is convinced it was a ghost.
I've never been sleep paralyzed. I've never seen demons. No, none of this stuff.
I haven't seen demons, but I've
You guys are afraid of the weirdest stuff. Afraid of robots, afraid of demons,
afraid of ghosts, afraid of UFOs, afraid of Bigfoot. I'm not afraid of that. I have a healthy respect for it. There's a difference.
A healthy respect for something that isn't real.
Oh, I do think it's real.
Okay.
You thought the ghost was real. We told you that was a fake video, and you totally bought
it. There was one ghost that I thought would look somewhat convincing.
And what about
but
that Bigfoot walking around out there that we found?
That guy was literally wearing a Bigfoot suit.
He did not. I have a question.
Yes.
Who's the most emotional Lakers fan you know? Just on his last nerve.
On his last nerve. Let's go with, who is that? Who is that there on their last nerve?
When we come back.
I'm
going to play something that gives anybody a run for their money.
Excellent.
I love when people are passionate. We have found the ultimate passionate Laker. I don't even know what the guy's name is.
No, we don't even know.
He's fantastic.
We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.